everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love to connect with you. Unfortunately, due to the coronavirus outbreak, we aren't meeting in person right now, but there are still a lot of ways to connect with our community. On Sunday mornings, you can worship with us online through our YouTube channel at 10 a.m. or join us for a special family ministry live stream worship over on our Facebook page at 10:30. We are at Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Our pastors are here to support you and connect you with our community so that you will remember, even during this time of social distancing, that you are not alone. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Over the past few weeks, we have been considering what it means to write our own letter, what it means for us to be able to live lives that, as we think about them as a letter that we might read in the future, how do we need to live and how do we need to love and how do we need to act in such a way that we would be happy and proud to read those letters in the future. Now, in some ways, we know what it's like to find a letter in the past that kind of tells us about someone's life. But in a very substantive way, we are chronicling our lives, many of us especially, in written form in many ways these days. And it's not just written form of text messages and emails and DMs, but it's also in picture form and video form. We have a record of our lives. How many times recently has a flash from the past shown up on your social media and you, especially in these days, just go, wow, that was a great time, or boy, I'm embarrassed by that. I don't know what it is, but one of those things probably has happened to you recently. And then of late, haven't we all had a masterclass on what it means to have written accounts in our past and how that can be dug up and brought to light? And we have a series of people in real time that are finding themselves saying things that they regret and having a record of that and then going on to have to explain those things or to own those things, whatever it might be. And so in a real sense, there is a very substantive way in which we are really writing a letter, making a record of our lives that we're going to be able to look back on someday and hopefully have one that we're proud of. Now, in these past few weeks, we have talked about sort of some of the ways that we can go about having our lives be the letters that we want them to be. We've talked in retrospect a little bit about them. But I think there's one more thing that I'd like us to explore today about what it means to write our own letter. And that is the subject of the tone of our letters, kind of what the feel of our letters is all about, sort of an understanding of what it means to have a letter that we're proud of because of how it's being experienced. Now, as much as I think this might be a good idea to look at because I think it's just sort of a generally good thing, this also comes to us as one of the things that Paul is worried about for his friends in Philippi. We've been exploring this letter that Paul wrote to his friends in Philippi, the book of Philippians, and we've been taking a look at different ways in which that letter can help us better understand the letter that we want to write. And towards the very end of the letter that Paul has written to his friends in Philippi, he gets to the message and gets to the subject of tone. And what he says to them is he said, "I want your tone to be one of gentleness. I want the way in which people experience you to be that you're leading lives filled with gentleness." Now, if you remember just the reading that you heard a minute ago, Paul uses that word gentleness, but this is one of those few places where I think the English translation leaves us a little lacking, and if we unpack the literal translation, looking back at the original Greek a little bit, it helps us here. And specifically because what the words mean in the Greek there is literally, "Let your tongues be filled with gentleness, so that everyone knows you're gentle." Or another way to put it is, "Let your tongue be gentleness, so that everyone knows that." Now, when you hear that he is specifically talking about the way in which words matter, that takes on a new meaning, I think, of what gentleness needs to look like. Paul is very specifically concerned, it seems like here, about how the people of Philippi are going to sound and how they're going to come across. And he wants them to have lives filled with gentleness. Or as we've been saying it, we want to have letters that have a record of our gentleness. Now, gentleness is something that is grossly lacking, I think, in our world today. And so if we can begin to bring an approximation of that into our world, we are doing something to help, indeed, people experience God's love. Gentleness also is one of those things that I think it's a little bit like, you know it when you see it. You know when someone is being gentle with a child, when someone tells a younger or an older sibling, rather, be gentle with your baby brother. Or when you see somebody being gentle with a puppy or something like that. You know when someone's been gentle with you. But when we think about having a tone that is gentle in our lives, I think we need to explore a little bit further what that might mean. In fact, actually what it doesn't mean to get at what it does mean. And then also some ways that we can live and lead more gentle lives so the letters we leave behind are filled with gentleness. Now, one of the ways that I think that we can explore this is to better understand what gentleness isn't. And so the opposite of gentleness is cruelty. It's things like hardness and harshness. It's being full of revenge or seeking vengeance. And when you think about what gentleness isn't, it does help you get an idea of why the tone of seeking gentleness is so important, because we don't want to be cruel. We don't want to be hard. We don't want to seek revenge. We don't want to be vengeful people. We want to be people who are gentle. And we want to have a tone in our lives that is full of gentleness. Now, I think we can all imagine ways in which our speaking can be more gentle in our tone with one another. We can be able to be more cautious in our conversations. We can be more patient in our conversation. And all these things will indeed help us to be better in our gentleness with one another. But I want to give some specific ways in which I think that we can seek to be more gentle in the tone of our lives. And so there's a couple of things that I want us to consider that I think really build off of what Paul's been teaching here, and I hope indeed what Jesus has been taught as well. So there are three different things. The first is to avoid the S's. We'll get back to what that means in a minute. But to avoid the S's. Another suggestion here is to write it out so you don't blurt it out. And last but not least, ask yourself, what does love require of me? So we'll go back to that first one, to avoid the S's. Well, if we want to have a tone of gentleness in our letters and in our lives, I think we need to avoid the S's. And what are the S's? There are things like being snarky. There are things like using sarcasm to hide what we really think. It's things like being snide, to be using slanderous words, and to sensationalize. When we bring those things into our conversations, that really doesn't help us have a tone of gentleness. So if we can avoid the snark, if we can avoid the snideness, if we can avoid being sensationalist, those things will help us have a tone of gentleness when we avoid those things. So the next time you're writing your own letter, leaving your lives, maybe you can think to yourself, I want to avoid those S's. Now, also in our lives, we have these times where we really are leaving letters in a digital form or a regular form. And so I want to encourage us to think about one of the ways that we can improve the tone of gentleness in our lives is to write out what we want to say so we don't blurt it out. So to write it out so we don't blurt it out. Now, this can come in the form of writing something on the computer. This can be on your smartphone. I would highly recommend, just a practical tip here, to not write it in an email, not write it in a text message, but to use a notes app or a Word document type app, use Word or Pages or whatever you might use, and write it out, because then you have to stop and think, do I really want to send this? Or if you are like me, I sometimes find myself, actually quite often, writing things out with pen and paper. I use this digital notebook thing with an erasable pen that helps me just kind of feel my way through what I'm writing. Research shows actually that when you write it out with pen and paper, there's something creative that goes on in your mind as well, and you'll get a more refined thought, which can also probably help you be more gentle. And best of all, I think of all the things, if you are committed to writing it out so you don't just blurt it out in life, is that it gives you a chance to walk away or let someone else help you with it. Now, this is specific perhaps to written messaging, but it can be for video as well. When we stop and pause and don't just hit send or whatever it might be, it gives us a chance to go back to it. It gives us a chance to review what we've written so that we can make sure it has the tone. How many times have you written, how many times have I written something where I've walked away from it and come back the next day and you go to yourself, what was I thinking? Or who wrote this? This isn't me. When we write it out instead of blurt it out, we have a chance to make sure that we have the tone that we want. So really in this season, I want to encourage all of us to think about ways that we can slow ourselves down, so that we can be more creative, so that we can have the time to make sure we have the tone that we want, especially that tone of gentleness. Now, some of those things might be better, easier said than done, because we're gonna find ourselves in moments where we are gonna just react, where we're gonna have to say something that we can't stop and come back to it, because that's sometimes how life really is, right? And so that's what leads me to our final thing is one of the ways that we can seek to have a tone of gentleness in our lives is asking ourselves that simple question with profound impact. What does love require of me? What does love require of me? Not what does love require of the other person, but what does love require of me? Jesus, his command to us in his way of living that he wants us to have is to love one another as he has loved us. Not love one another as we want to be loved, not love one another as like the best version of ourselves, but to love one another as Jesus has loved us. Now, the way that Jesus loves us is perfect and one that we cannot fully emulate. But there are some things that we can do. We can show unconditional love to the people in our lives. We can show people patience. We can listen to them. We can tell them that, wow, I'm glad you shared that with me. I don't agree with you, but thank you for sharing with me. Mom, dad, I still love you. Son, daughter, I still love you. I don't agree with you, but I still love you. Jesus didn't agree with everybody that he came across with. Jesus doesn't ask us to agree with everybody, but Jesus does call us to love everybody. So simply asking yourselves in that moment, reflecting on that question, what does love require of me? Not only will that channel yourself into being more loving and being more like Christ, being in Christ, but it will give you a chance also to pause so that you can actually take that sense of who Jesus is and who Jesus is helping you become and put it into that moment so that you can bring the love of Christ into the tone that you want, so that the tone of your tongue can be one of gentleness. So if we can do those things, then we have a chance to fulfill and seek out being more gentle in our conversations. If we want to avoid those S's, if we want to write it out before we blurt it out, and if we want to ask ourselves, what does love require of us? We have a chance and a way to have more gentleness be the tone in our lives and in our letters. Now, I need to say as I close here that when Paul was writing to his friends in Philippi, he was writing to his friends. He was writing to people that he knew, people that were a part of the church that he founded, and he was giving encouragement to the people of that community to treat each other in this way. And so it is without question that the people in our lives that we know personally, our friends, our families, our coworkers, we need to seek to be having lives that are filled with a tone of gentleness. And indeed, Jesus calls us to love our enemies as well. And so we need to be gentle also with our enemies. It's part of what it means to be a follower of Jesus, is to turn the other cheek. But this doesn't all translate into the ways in which we would then have hard conversations and then advocacy for other people. There are other places in Scripture that help us understand what it means to be an advocate and to have hard conversations. We still want to be gentle in those conversations, but gentle is not just being nice. Gentle can include advocating for other people in a way that gets things done. And so we want to be mindful of what we're talking about here, is that Paul is giving encouragement for all of life, but especially for those personal relationships that we have with people in our lives. How can we help them to know that there's a tone of gentleness that we want in our lives? So the tone of our letters matters. So often we hear this saying, and I remember somebody saying this to me early at church, Nobody really cares about how much you know until they know how much you care. And one of the ways that we can help people know how much we care and how much God cares for them is by having a tone of gentleness in our lives. So let's pursue gentleness in our letters. Let's pursue gentleness in our lives. Because when we are more gentle, people know that we are seeking to love them. And when people know that we are seeking to love them, they get a sense that God loves them too. And that is what the world needs more than ever, is the sense that God loves them, that God's people love them, and that we want gentleness to be the tone in our lives. Amen.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.